It started with this video, images of a woman in a dirty shed wearing a chain around her neck. The woman, named Yang, known as Little Plumflower, had been trafficked and sold twice as a bride in the 1990s. She was found in rural southeastern China in January and had given birth to 8 children with her husband, a farmer who insisted she be tied up for her own good.
She was in that shed that was exposed to the outside. So anybody who passed by that shed would see her. And that means that people never thought this was an issue that they need to report to the authorities.
The case prompted an anti-trafficking campaign, and Chinese legislators are now revising a law to strengthen the protection of women. The government says the changes will focus on preventing abuse, sexual harassment, and discrimination in the workplace. But activists say real change depends on how the law is enforced.
More people need to use the law in practice to protect women's rights and interests, including women themselves and others who are responsible for safeguarding women. Agencies need to better enforce this law.
Female victims who sue for sexual assault are rarely successful. In September, Zhou Xiaoxuan, a leading figure in China's Me Too movement, lost her case against broadcaster Zhu Jun due to what the court said was insufficient evidence. And though Chinese women are better educated and more highly paid than ever before, females are dramatically underrepresented in politics or leadership roles.
Many here fear China's demographic crisis could hurt the fight for women's rights. Authorities are encouraging more births and promoting messages which may make it more difficult to access abortion and other reproductive services.
The amendments to the law will likely be finalized later this year. Legislators are pushing for mandatory reporting of trafficking or abduction after widespread anger about Ms. Yang's plight. She's now reportedly receiving medical care and treatment for mental illness. Several county officials have been sacked in response, and her husband has been arrested. Katrina Yu, Al Jazeera, Beijing.